Okay, Rabbi, we begin Beis Hashem, Halachas, some of the inyanim that are negeya to wearing a yarmulke, and what goes along together with that. First, I want to speak out Be'etzem, the Makor HaDvarim, where it came from, where the name came from, some of the poskim, speak out the Maisa, we have some Gevaldige Maisa, Shehoya, beautiful Maisa. Okay, I'm excited. So, Be'etzem, the word Yarmulke came from Yurei Malko, right, which means the fear of a king. That's where the Makor of the name came from, Be'etzem. And it's taken, if you look in the dictionary, it's taken from the Polish word, Jamulka. That's Be'etzem where it comes from, right? Kippah, everybody knows, is a dome. That's where we get it from, that's where the Kippah comes from. And the Gemara that we're going to speak out soon is going to tell us that the etzlan, that a person that wears a yarmulke, is yadua already, that it leads to Yerushalayim. That if a person wants to have Yerushalayim, people, you hear people complaining all the time, I don't have any cheshek, I don't have to do when I daven, I don't feel anything. Or the etzlan, we see there are certain scholars that are already brought down from the Gemara, and one of them is this scholar. The scholar wearing a yarmulke, the etzlan, is brought down in the Gemara, is a scholar to get Yerushalayim. Now the Rambam says in many places that since Be'etzem we have the Shekhinah around ahead of us, so Mele, it's not possible for a person to uncover his head, because if he uncovers his head, it's not proper for the Shekhinah. You see, the Hasidim, for example, says, and brought down in the Shulchan HaToyah, the Mina Komarna, he says over there that Be'etzem, the Inyan of wearing a yarmulke, saves a person from doing averus. It's as our choshev is up. Akadikat, the Medrash says that if a person is lazy and he does not put on his yarmulke in the proper manner, so Be'etzem he brings sickness to himself. As those who burn the Medrash, it's as our choshev inyan of wearing a yarmulke. We want to speak out over here, not just the nice things, vartloch of where it came from, but we want to get to the Makor HaDvarim of Be'etzem, like the sign says, is wearing the yarmulke. Be'etzem chiyuv, is there an obligation on every single person to wear a yarmulke? Or is it, like we said, midas chasidus, a nice thing to do? Now there's a lot enough kaminas with this question, it's not just a lomda shishtikl. So we start Be'etzem from the Gemara. Where was the makor, or the makoris, for the yarmulke in Shas? Where do we find such a thing? So we start with the Gemara Sanhedrin in Chof, Aleph, Omer Beis, that brings down Azay. We know by Yerubim and Yevot, terrible Russia, what he ended up doing, terrible things to Klal Yisrael. Oh, but the Gemara over there wants to know, what was the first thing that he did? What was the start? What was the beginning of his wishes? And the Gemara brings the pasuk over there, the Yom Yad Bamelech, and the Gemara is a different pshatim. What does that mean? What does that mean? But one of the pshatim is Azay. One of the pshatim in the Gemara is that he took off his tefillin in front of the king. Ah, what's the big deal? This is our grace. Says, ah, look at this, in front of the king. What's the big deal? So Rashi cloth. It's zilzul to the melech for a person to go bareheaded in front of the melech. Now here we see that he wanted to chepper the melech by having an uncovered head. So he uncovered his head, and that was ki'ilu, a zilzul to the melech. This is the Gemara brings down as one marmokim. Akedekach, that the Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says that from here we learn it's an issur gomul for a person to remove his tefillin in front of his rabbi. So if a person, for example, is speaking to the Rosh Hashiva Shlita, you can't take off your tefillin. It's a zilzul mamish. You're not allowed. You're going to be uncovering your head. You're not allowed. That's what passes in the Rambam.
Any rabbi.
It's a shayla when the Rambam says rabbi move it. Does he mean someone who learned all your Torah or taught you mahalach in learning, which is quite negay nowadays? But rabbi gives you a mahalach in learning. Now the Malbim wrote a merit to say ba'aruchus achayim. Says the Malbim Azoy that this Gemara that we just said is the makor in Gan Shas for wearing a yarmulke. That a person is not meant to be uncovered on his head in front of the melech. And since we know Kodesh Baruch Hu is molik of oilom, that a person is not allowed to be uncovered. As we look at the Heilige Malbim. Now we know the Gemara in Shabbos, that Kuf Mem Vav, brings down over there that if a person wants Yirat Shamayim, this Gemara we said in the beginning, if a person wants Yirat Shamayim, this Avada, he should and must cover his head to get Yirat Shamayim. Now we know it's Kriya Dua nowadays for sure that a yarmulke is a symbol, is a sign of a frum yid. This is a double poshut. You look at someone in the street, he's wearing a yarmulke, he's a frum yid, this is a double poshut. Let's see some of the makoros in Shas, another place in Shas that we find a yarmulke, and we'll decide for ourselves whether it's a chiyuv or maybe it's just a nice thing to do. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph, says that it's awesome for a person to walk with his nose high in the air. First of all, the Gemara brings over there, Rabbuna Bereid of Yeshua, that he says that he never ever walked with an uncovered head. Why? The Shechin is above. Now Rabbi say, what does that mean? That means that he felt that he was choshev enough, I'm never going to walk uncovered. That doesn't mean that everyone in the Gemara over there used to actually cover their hair. The Mashmoyis in the Gemara is that he was a man who's chashivas, he was a tzaddik, so he wore a yarmulke. Over everyone else, Ken Tami didn't. That's one riot. Riot number two, Gemara Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Same person, Rabbi Yerub Yeshua says that I get a big schar. What's my schar? I never went down Adamas with a head uncovered. Now what does that mean? That means I get a big schar because I never went down Adamas without my head uncovered. So what does that mean? Now what does that tell you? What's the mashmois of the Gemara? The mashmois of the Gemara is that not everybody did it. Not everybody in the Gemara actually covered their head. Now this is very hard for us to understand, right? Because all of us have these imaginary pictures of Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Yaakov. You know, my kids come from Cheder with the gun, they come back with the shtramels and bekishes already. Oh, but I don't know. In those days, who said to Maisa that they even wore a yarmulke? We have Meshmoyis from the Gemara that it was a choshev thing to do. If you're a tzaddik, if you're a choshev, then an achanam. Okay, so that's the Makaris in the Gemara. Comes along the Marshal. Comes along the Yom Tov Shleimer. Says the Yom Tov Shleimer Elachinam. About a person should be wearing the yarmulke. This is double poshut. Opposite the Yom Tov Shleimer, it's Midas Chasidus. It's a very nice thing to do. As Zoi took the Heiliger Yom Tov Shleimer. The Midas Chasidus, okay. Says the Taz in Simon Gimel, Sikot Mechas. Chas V'Sholem. Chas V'Sholem, says the Taz. What's the Pshat? Danny, you just learned this today. What Pshat in this Taz says us, you know why? Because it used to be a mo. When a guy would go into the church, what would happen? He'd go in front of the priest, whatever he did over there, the confession, not confession, and he would uncover his head. Says the Taz, now that we know that goyim do such a thing of uncovering their head when they go into their mokum kodesh, so if a yid would do it, that's knichal in the halacha that we already learned on Thursday night, the Gabay Ubuchukai Sayyidu Telechu, and the Taz says it's an Issa min Torah. It's a lav. There's a lav in the Torah for a person not to wear his yarmulke based on the fact that goyim take off their head covering when they go in as a sign of respect.
It has to be only if when you walk into the
Once the goyim do it, so it becomes a low plug all the time.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the Taz. That's what the Taz. Lav min Torah. Mamish min Torah, the little Taz basket. Yeah, we'll see. I'll lay there. But we don't know. What's enough to me now? The Maisa, what's enough to you? The Gans Kali saw where Yarmulkes. Who cares? Me do chasidus, you have to. What's enough to me now? Rabbi say, three nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number one. And the Marshal says this nafkamina. He says, are you allowed to cover your head with your hand? For example, a person hasn't got a yarmulke, he wants to make a bracha. Is he allowed to use his hand to cover? Zug the Marshal. So it depends. If you hold it only a midas chasidus, pseida, so you cover your hand. Or if you hold it to lav in the Torah, then in fact it's not going to be good enough. And you actually have to use something more proper than that. That's not coming in number one.
No,
what do you do? Midas chasid. No, midas chasid is that you're meant to do it. Midas chasid is that you're meant to do it. That's when you're going to do it. Okay.
What about Sephardis?
It's funny, we'll get to. Nafkamina number two. What's the nafkamina number two? Says the Heiliger Malbin, the nafkamina number two is a toupee. Does a toupee work as a yarmulke? Toupee is a man wig, right? Are you allowed to or not? The shayla is a men's wig. For Lolenu, we should never need it. Someone that has cancer, the answer is that. So the shayla, he says, are you allowed to use such a thing? Why? Because Be'etzem, there's a shrine of Marisayan over here.
Why?
Because you'll see somebody beheaded. He's not got a yarmulke. You'll say, hey, not got a yarmulke. What's going on over here, Mr. Fletcher? Is he wearing a yarmulke or not? He's not wearing one. So it says the Malbim. Hold on a minute.
Other people.
Zuk the Malbim. It depends. If you learn it's a Midas Hasidus, we're not going to make it Issa Maris Island and Midas Hasidus. But if you learn it's a lab in the Torah, my mother will make a Heiliger Maris Ayin on that din. Now, Gemina number 3 of Isai. Rav Moshe says, in Truvi, has many Truvis about this, the beginning of Aruch Chaim in Yigas Moshe, and Rav Moshe asks for a person to go for Parnassa. He needs to get a job. And to get this job, he must not wear a yarmulke. Is he allowed to remove it or not to get the job? Says Rav Moshe, it depends on his machlokes. If you learn it from Midas Hasidus, then what? How are you allowed? Minus Chassidus to get a job? Mutter! But if you learn it's allowed in the Torah, Chas v'sholem, a person is mechuyav to give every single penny that he owns, not to be even allowed. So to get rid of your yarmulke, to get a job, if it's allowed, Zuk the Heilige of Moshe, the Chabad will be awesome. So it depends how we pask him. So you're asking how we pask him. Oh, how?
No
one says it's a Zach. Mama's talking in this machlokes. Allah chulin and migdal this machlokes.
So that means if you're in your own room, you don't technically don't have to wear a
yarmulke. We'll get to it. We'll see. Let's go. We're going first with the psak. How we pass in the ma'isa. Let's see. You want to know how we pass in? Sorry. So we know this tremendous nafkaminas. How do we pass in the halacha the ma'isa? The Magen Avraham. Right, Danny, you did this today. The Magen Avraham. It seems to be says to himself in two places. The Magen Avraham, for example, in Siman Beis, says like this. That it's a Midas Chassidus for a person never to walk less than Dalet Amos without a head covering. So that would be mashma, that more than Dalet Amos is Me'ikar Din. You have to. It's just Midas Chassidus less than Dalet Amos. That's one place in the Magen Avraham. In Siman Tzadik Aleph, the Magen Avraham says, Faket, about going into a shul, he wants to be mashma nishta zone. So we have a machlokes over here, a stira shtickle in the Magen Avraham. Now, if Moshe wants to answer the stira, says with Moshe, it's not a problem. Why not? Because over here it's different. He said there's two different types of Midas Chassidus. There's a type of Midas Chassidus that became something for Choshev Yerushamayim, Choshev people to do. And so with Moshe, Biki said, and this is the Maisa L'chayu, the Psak La'alocha L'maisa, we'll see Baal Mishnebura passing it this way. So with Moshe, if you have something that originally started as a Yerushamayim and a Midas Chassidus, over right now it became something that Gans Klal Yisrael is mekabel upon themselves, now it's a chiyuv gomel. And this the Maisa, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Mashmoyz is this way, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is this way, and this the Maisa, what Roy Poskin seem to be paskining, the Zohar Kodesh says very, very scary things for people that do not cover the head, a few less than Dalet Amos, because we paskin the halacha. That even if it did start as a nice thing to do, as a Midas Chassidus, of the Gans Klal Yisrael will mekabel themselves this minute, and if Klal Yisrael mekabel a minute to go against that, is to go against Minik Klal Yisrael, and everybody knows what Minik spells when you go backwards. Okay. So if Taka, it's, you know what I'm talking about, right? Minik backwards, no? Oh? If Taka, it's a Yerushamayim Inyan, if it's something that a person wants to get Yerushamayim, so what is the pshat that women don't do it? If it's a Yerushamayim, women don't need Yerushamayim. So one of the tzibutim that we have,
They do wear yarmulkes. The modern woman wear yarmulkes.
The modern woman wear yarmulkes. They don't do this for men. But what's that Yerushamayim thing? Everybody. What? Could be done. We have better tzibutim. If the whole thing stems from what Midas Chassidus of a minig, the minig was never mekabel by a woman. It was only mekabel by a man. You look, for example, the Ben Yehuda, the Ben Yehuda in Shabbos, Mama, she goes wild with the whole maxim of what the sotan does to a person that doesn't cover his hair, and he says that only applies to a man. A man, a sotan will never do it to a woman, only do it to a man. Maybe in the summer they weren't scared of this stuff. Which is the biggest example, always used to say that these things are to remind us, Danny, of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A woman doesn't need reminding. A woman, Be'etzim, is so cautious to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, she doesn't need to feel, what? I need to wrap strings around me to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do I need it for? I'm Etzim, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole day. I have my filling, my sitter. Oh, but a man goes to work, he goes here, he goes there. See, he needs remembering. The main of that is the Rosh Hashanah, the Nafkamina between a man and a woman. Okay.
So now it's only a mitzvah
d'rabbanan. No,
it's
a kavod d'oraisa. What's a kavod d'oraisa?
So what is it?
What's the key? He's been allowed because of chukas hayom
according to Rav Moshe.
No, no, he's Rav Moshe's answer up shat in the Magen Avraham. But everyone's asking for this taz, and we should be passing it. This taz is halacha.
What's the gather if it's a minhag that all Klal accepted?
Al Tita Shtoyz Amecha, the Orcha Shulchan says in many places that if you have a minhag in Klal Yisrael, it's Al Tita Shtoyz Amecha, which is also the Raisa. Also the Raisa. What is the Raisa? It's the Neder. It's the Neder. Very stark.
One of becomes the Raisa technically because everyone keeps
everything. But not everything became the Raisa. The taz is machadish to us over here that here's the Raisa. I think if it started from a minhag, it's a minhag as that. Why do you find such a thing? I don't know if you find it anywhere else. Oh, but here the Taz is called. Passing here is a lab min al min al toyin. Yeah, everyone said it started in there. We have rice in the Gemara this way.
Here we have rice in the Gemara. It should be usher. It should be usher the rice to now and afterwards go.
Beautiful. To where what?
To where? To, it should be usher the rice to where it's chelos now.
Chelos? No, that's not getting chelos.
It's a mitigating crisis because we lost the stars.
No, lost it because there's rice that nowadays we found. I'm not getting into it right now. No, lab dafka. It's not much of that. That's a whole different sugya. That is a whole different sugya. Okay. So, we the Maisa are passing like that. Now, Rav Avadya in Yechavadas wants to say that a few of your taina, that it's not minigavin, over again, it's become the minig in Klal Yisrael and has very, very stark ramifications for someone that became a minig in Klal Yisrael. You can't just say, no, I won't do it today. It doesn't work that way. Now, the Maisa, how are we going to answer up the Gemara? Because the Gemara we said before, and the Mashmois in the Gemara was, that nobody wore yarmulkes. It was a minis chasidus. It was a nice thing to do. So the Maisham, if it's there in Shabbos, is no. That's not Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is the Maisham is all of them wore yarmulkes. So once that Yerushalayim, I wore it, Aladamas, back forward. No. That was a bigger yarmulke. Or an extra covering like a hat of the Maisham. That's Pshat Yerushalayim. But a madness of the Maisham, everybody wore yarmulkes. This is another portion of the Maisham.
That's the Taz holds like that. It's the Raisin.
No, that's not the Taz holds like that.
Why?
That's all because of the thing. The only thing that came the way in church is not to wear. Memela, we come onto Issa Doraisa. From the Gemara, there's no Doraisa. From the Gemara, there's no Doraisa. That's why there's no Makar and Shas for it. And you look in the Gemara and Shas, there's no Makar in the Torah. It's for Doraisa, it's a Chinesht. For Yerushalayim, we know.
We're black
hats, it's a Mashuach. Black hats, a Mashuach.
So what's the Mashuach?
That's
the answer.
No, Pshalim.
So it doesn't make
this
when it started.
About an Akhanami, but it always we have
a
tzad. Learned there. I don't have a writer. He did or he didn't. But you don't have a writer from the Gemara that nobody else did. That's what the Mashiach is telling us. Now, the essence of Moshe and Tshuva has the shaila by going to work. Is a person, when he goes to work, allowed to remove his yarmulke to get a job?
Yeah.
He wants to get a job. How's he going to get this job? By removing his yarmulke. Says Moshe, like this. If Lamaisa, a person needs a parnasa, and the only way to get it is to take off his yarmulke, Zuk with Moshe, then we can be soinuch on the marshal that we said originally and say it's Midas Chasidus. Midas Chasidus says with Moshe, is allowed to be soinuch on for Panosa. However, says with Moshe, this is very important. If the Maisa person uses this kula Zuk with Moshe, it's poshut and poshut. That is badai, whenever he has an opportunity to put on his yarmulke, he must be putting on his yarmulke. This is another poshut. Because there's only a hetzer when he's in work, when he's allowed, if he's got a chance on the way to work, for example, but he has to work, there's no person. Who has in Moshe says, if a person's already got a job, and he wants a better job, the father's going to be awesome. It's only to get the burn awesome.
Are you saying it's not the rights anymore? Because you don't,
no, no, he's saying to be seen from the Baishal, the Mokan Parnassa. This is the closest to Kapsak that we do by many things, that in a situation of Shas Atchak, he can be making on the Mekile. Right? So Mamele Rav Moshe is telling us, if you have a Parnosa Matzav, you can be Sivach on the Marashal, not a Stealer. I've only been passing me a good name of the Taz. I mean, you can make a Marashal, that's good, you make a Marashal.
But you know, we say everyone accepted it, though.
Again, and again.
But we see that everybody...
The Mokim Matzav, they want the second of the Like every other Mokim Matzav, that's good. You find this all over the page, Shas Atchak, you can be Mekel. What's the Shas Atchak in the Hoch, the Achmed? Terence is that in Shas Atchak, we will never make a couple of Minik. Okay, so that the Maisa is the Indian over there. Someone mentioned about Svadim. So Be'etzem, there is an old meaning by the Sfarim that they never wear a Be'etzem. But let me say from Rav Avadya, Rav Avadya says klar that every Yid has to be wearing it, Be'ikah Adin, Lo'olam, every single time he's walking, or he's sitting, or he's lying, wherever it may be, as those with Rav Avadya in that Mahalo. Now,
in America, a lot of them don't wear it.
There is Ephesim meaning from the Sfarim that way, especially they're in the house, they have a kippah already on the house. Now, what's the different halachas of wearing a yarmulke? What are the different halachas? So number one, very interesting. What should wear black yarmulkes? You look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says it's anova. Push it. Anova. It's a nice, it's a nevistic color. So maybe that's why we wear black. Very interesting. The Aruchon Shulchan can ask you, if a person is allowed to wear... The Meister, that's where see-through yarmulke is. And another, a carving of the cover might not come in if it's see-through, not see-through. Sports! A person wants to play sports, a Kabbalah Gazah, with a yarmulke, without a yarmulke. So this Avada, I never found any, if anyone would show me Kavalik, but I never found in my searching, anyone that says you could be Makel when it comes to playing sports, the Maisa, to make, I forget, I have a letter from Rebelski, and Rebelski writes so clear, God forbid, he said, Oshana Rebelski, for any person to be Makel, because it leads to light heavenness, and it's Poshet, why? Because we already brought down in the beginning, that the essence of a person who removes his yarmulke, he has prone to aveiros, he's prone to all sorts of illnesses brought down in the medrash already. So when made up a person removes it, Hashem Yirachem, what can happen to him? This Abad, there's no machim to be machmet, to be makel. Okay, back to my side. Anova. Now, the Meister, what about making a bracha? This Avada Olam knows you're not allowed to make a bracha without a yarmulke. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if a person hasn't got his yarmulke, he can't take his hand to cover his head. This is a double person. He takes either his sleeve or he asks his friend to cover his head with his hand. This is a double person. Now, to go into a shul is an Issa Gomel. To go into a shul without a head covering, because it's not your hand. Goof, Gemara says, a part of a goof can't cover another part of a goof. Now the Maisa, with a dash of tainers, and if you have a worker, a non-Kisvein again as Yisrael, you have a worker come in to fix the air conditioning in the shul, you should try and persuade him to wear a yarmulke. Because if he's in a mokum kodesh like a shul, this Havada, he should be the Maisa wearing a yarmulke.
So then you have a kosher with a yarmulke.
Yeah.
Say that, we'll speak afterwards. Learning Rabbi Yisai, don't get up. Rabbi Yisai, you're in the shower. You're swimming. Rabbi Yisai. You're in the shower. You're in the swimming pool, whatever it may be.
Very good, it's like a welding.
Are you getting your hair cut? Are you allowed to speak Torah, right? The guy comes in, he says, do me a favor, what's the plan in the shir again? So you're thinking of the shir again, are you allowed to speak Torah? It's about us also, without your head covered, you're not allowed to speak Torah. This is a double point. What we'll do after, push we haven't got time. I've got one.
Is your hood good? Is the hood good?
Hood is good. Okay, however, a person is allowed to say shalom even without his yarmulke on, which is a chiddush, because shalom, we know, is one of the names of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Of a smabal, that a person has no kavana to say Hashem's name, the Maisa is allowed to make on that matzah. Sleeping the Maisa with a yarmulke, it was asked. So Be'etzem, the Mishnah Berurah already brings this down, B'Shem Shlach HaKadosh, that it's midas chasidus if a person can to sleep with his yarmulke, and it's not even to Mishnah Berurah B'Shem Shlach HaKadosh, Avad is not a chiyuv, it's a choshev v'zah. Kach know of a lot of people, the Maisa that I know, that they sleep with the yarmulke on, is not choshev v'zah. Now, people think, but what?
There's a letter, it's not a letter.
Avad Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shlach HaKadosh, it's not choshev v'zah.
You sleep with a nanach yarmulke?
No, you're
not with a nanach yarmulke. The word nanach on it cannot.
Are you allowed to throw your yarmulke in the garbage after you finish?
No.
Abadimitzmutzah. You're allowed to sit. You're allowed to throw it in the garbage.
What part?
Okay, on both sides. What is the size of a yarmulke? Now, I'm not going through all of the shittas. Anybody wants all the list of the shittas? I have a list of all the shittas of how big it has to be. Oh, but we're not going through that right now. What be'etzem is the size that a person should be wearing as a yarmulke? So, some poskim hold that it's got to be done on the roiv of the head. Just like the Kluger, the Stiper, the Chazanish, they want to do this way. Rav Moshe, for example, says it has to be big enough that from whatever angle that this person is, we can see it. I'll give you a dogma, for example. It's like this. Be'etzem, this is a buzz of the best of the best, right? Here we have something that's poshut, rave of his head. And this, the Meisen Halacha, is considered like his entire head is covered. I feel the Rebbe has a section over here open, section over here open. Of a Ruba Kikule tells us that rave of the head is covered. The main of the Gobas is right. Look,
you wear it up front.
However, you have to watch out. If a guy wears it like this, which means he's got it on this side of the head, so Zrub the Poiskim over here, it's a big problem. Because over here on two sides of this guy's head, we don't see his yarmulke. This could be mamash ki'ilu, he's not covering his head at all, I feel if he's wearing a yarmulke that size. Because if it's not seen from all situations, it could be according to the low Poiskim, he's not covering his head at all. Trying to make the brother, trying to have learning, trying to all sorts of things. Okay? Like this. Like this, so you can't see it. Like this, so you can't see it. Rabbi, we have to move on. This Rabbi say, hush it. Not against the Shishiva, is a Vada Pasal Lukula Yalma. Nobody, I don't believe anybody's making such a dan. I think this is a Vada Pasal Lukula Yalma. Depends on the Shishiva. It's too small. Mia, it's got to be Ruben Kikuna. No, it hits the person, it hits his bottle. Bottle, okay, right side. Let me get in. Okay. Rabbi Vadya Yosef, Chacham Ovadia, says a Mordechai Yosef. Says Chacham Ovadia like this. Says Chacham Ovadia that there is no size for a yarmulke. It's not shaykh to say an exact measurement, what's good and what's not good. So Rabbi Vadya, so what's the pshat? Yo, what's the pshat, says Rabbi Vadya? The pshat is, as well, listen to this, it's a big Yosef this. Says Rabbi Vadya like this. A person has to wear a yarmulke that makes him feel like a yid. That makes him feel like a from yid. Now the Ma'eshem, Rabbi Yisrael Ma'eshem, this is a big yisrael. Ravad is teaching us a tremendous yisrael. And it's mevorah in many, many places, in the Swan Magdash, in the Chinuch being one of them. And the yisrael that Ravad is telling us, that the yisrael of the yarmulke is to make me feel from, to make me feel Jewish. That's the yisrael. And it's mevorim mechinuch. I'll give you an example in a minute. Of be'etzem, a person does things, and a person dresses in a certain way, and has a direct effect on how he acts. It has a direct effect to the way he behaves. This is what Rav Avadia is teaching us. I'll give you an example. A bal tshuva. Think about tshuva. You tell a bal tshuva, listen, whenever you feel it, then put on tefillin. It's never going to happen. What do you have to do by a bal tshuva? You dive in! You go put on a tefillin, and remember it comes afterwards. Why? Zuk the chinuch, that be'etzem, a person does something, he dresses a certain way, he acts, it will immediately affect, it will go in, as the Rambam says, on the Moshik HaSviva. That a person does something, he immediately affects his surrounding things, and he acts differently, behaves differently. The chinuch, for example, tells us, when he discusses, Big Day Kuhuna, so the chinuch tells us, the Kohen, what type of hat did the Kohen wear? So Chinuch says that the hat for the Kohen is 16 amas long. 16 amas, Chazanish Shita, is 32 feet. He used to wrap it around his head. Zuk the Chinuch, why? Zuk the Chinuch, because every single time he moved his head, he wanted to feel it. Why? Because he wanted to be under the shibud of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mimeira Zuk the Chinuch, for me, the Yesoda was saying, Al-Pir, Chacham Ovadia. That a person does something, he dresses in a certain way, he affects the way he behaves. And this, the Maisi sees the poil so many times. People say, what's the difference? You wear a blue shirt, a white shirt, this yarmulke, that yarmulke, this way, the jeans, the t-shirt, all that. What's the big difference? Well, it makes a difference to my life. No, says the Chinuch, it does. Because when a person puts on a certain dress, it be'etzem affects him. It affects his behavior. I know someone from England that had a chavrusa with him on the phone. He left the yeshiva. He was an avrech. He went back. I used to speak to him all the time on the phone. And the maestro told me, he asked me like this, should I continue wearing my white shirt or should I put on my blue shirt? Now this is not an Indian of blue shirt, white shirt, and I'm not passing for anybody to hear. It was a specific situation that gave to this person. I told him, keep the white shirt because you'll feel connected. Months later, he called me and he told me, you should know that I kept the white shirt And it feels a different feeling. Why? Because it puts you above everybody else. It puts you separate to everybody else. Again, we're not discussing the white shirt, the blue shirt union. But it's an union of a person dressing in a certain way that be'etzem affects how he behaves. I know someone, for example, a bach in yeshiva, not this yeshiva, that decided one day, I saw the guy one day, he had this big pace behind his ears. Now, the way he dressed didn't exactly fit the pace behind the ears. So I said to him, what's pshat? Why are you doing this? He said, you know why? Because in town, you can go wherever you want. And if you go somewhere, you take off a yarmulke. Nobody knows. You're Jewish, not Jewish. Boom, not boom. Obviously, with the payers, much harder. You're not going to cut them off. He said he did it to stop him from doing certain things. So we see Rabbi say, claw, that be'etzim, when a person does something, he dresses in a certain way. This is the assertion of the yarmulke. It be'etzim needs a person to act in a certain way. And it's a big assertion.
It doesn't apply to Israel.
I heard the Meister from a Choshev Rav in America. He tainted that when people came to him with the Gabi Parnasa and they asked him to take off the yarmulke for Parnasa, he told them, get yourself. Listen. You don't have to stay. Nobody has to stay. It's not mandatory. The rest of the day is mandatory. This is the only day. This is the only part of the whole day that's not mandatory. Hence, you see the Oyin of
Baruch
Hashem. When a person told to do something, so he doesn't want to do it. No one's told to come. Baruch Hashem. So the Maisa, this Rav told me that he gave advice to three different people to put on a toupee, managed to buy themselves a toupee. Dafka, Kino is a yarmulke, so they should feel that they're covering their head. And he said all of those three people had solid sedorim in learning. Love Dafka, one affected the other, but that's what he said. That's a very big yisoy when a person goes out of yeshiva, he leaves yeshiva, whatever it may be. If a person dresses in a certain way, not after the white shirt, but be'etzem he dresses in a certain way, it has an effect on how he behaves. It's a tremendous, and it goes, by the way, flip side also. That when a person wears a yarmulke, or he wears a certain clothing, then people are looking at him. And people expect him to act in a certain way, like the Gemara in Kedushin says. That if a person wants to do an Aveira, so it's the Gemara in Kedushin. What do? You want to do an Aveira? So the Gemara, sorry. Go to a place that nobody knows you. Put on your black clothes, nobody knows you're Jewish. And then do your Aveira. Faces over there said that she won't do it anymore, whatever. But you say it is. Because why? Because be'etzem, and the responsibility that a person has when he walks on the street with a white shirt, with a yarmulke, whatever it may be, hat, no nafkamina. But you have a responsibility to act differently. There was a mice in America where there was a whole mice with a young child over there that they accused him of stealing from an apartment. The police came and started taking him away. And the whole of the rabbonim were there at the time and said, hey, you've got a mistake of it. It's the choshva bach and yeshiva. It's not shayach. And the police wouldn't listen to the rabbonim. And the rabbonim were a bit upset. You know, hey, listen to us. Hey, give us a chance. A week later, they got a chance to meet with the head guy in the police. And they said, listen, next time there's a problem in the Jewish community, have at least a little bit of respect to listen to the rabbis. Because these people know what's going on, they'll help you out. He said, listen, all of you look like rabbis. You look the same. Just some of you don't act like rabbis. That's how they look. That's how they look. That's the responsibility that we have walking out on the street like a former yid for ourselves, to act differently for ourselves, and also for the other people who are watching us, who expect differently of us. If you don't want to act this way, then don't wear the yarmulke. That's the Gemara in Kedushin. I want to end with one unbelievable maisa. One unbelievable maisa. This is a maisa shahoya. Mamash a maisa shahoya. That be'etzem, there were a group of people studying to be judges. They wanted to be a judge. So they went through years and years of studying to get to be a judge. They went through tests, they went through all sorts of things, years. And as the years went on, the group got smaller and smaller and smaller, until it went down to mamish four or five people. One of those people was a frum boy. Frum boy. He made it into the end. They passed the test. They had to go to the court, big court place in America, to pick up their certificates, whatever, the hat, get the picture, gavaldi. He gets to the building over there, this bocha, a frum guy, and he starts thinking, should I wear my yarmulke? Should I not wear my yarmulke? And as he's going in upstairs, he's thinking, yarmulke, not yarmulke, they can make a difference, not make a difference. And then he says, you know what? No yarmulke. Comes the Meister, when they're giving out all the certificates, they don't give him a certificate. And he says, hey, why don't I get a certificate? He says, you know why? Because a judge is someone that has to be very, very stark in his principles. Not someone that bends this way and then bends that way. We can't have a judge that decides one day this, one day that. He has to be strong. And we have cameras in this building, and we're watching every single person that comes in the building, and we were watching you. And we saw how unsure you were, and you ended up taking off your yarmulke in order because you weren't sure that you would stick up to your priorities. We don't respect that you can't be a judge. Rabbosai, it's a ptova, yodua, and it's poshut. When the goyim, when anyone sees that a frum yid, I have examples at Chasna not so long ago, where a frum guy went up to the, it was a non-frum Chasna, mamish mixed dance in Yashem Yerachim, what went on over there? I have to go for a different reason. But there was a frum guy there, from Ramavit Shemesh. He went up to the DJ. He said, do me a favor, for the next half an hour that I'm here, please play male singers only. And the guy behind the DJ desk was some guy from Tel Aviv, you can imagine. He was a real DJ guy. And he said, I'll try my best. And you know why? Why didn't he say, oh, you're Haredi, blah, blah, blah. You know why? Because they respect you. If you stick up for what you believe, and you show them that I, Be'emes, believe in what it is, and I'm not embarrassed, they respect you for that. There is a Hashem Rabbosai, we should be Zoicha, to take a get the Yerushalayim that the Gemara promises for covering our heads.